currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Erica Sanford. King County Executive Dow Constantine recently honored 92 businesses, nonprofits, and local governments for their waste prevention and recycling efforts. 17 of those named to the list of Best Workplaces for Waste Prevention and Recycling for 2012 are located right here in Kirkland and include the city government. According to Executive Constantine, taking care of the environment can go hand in hand with taking care of the bottom line. This marks the sixth year King County has awarded this environmental distinction. The Washington State Department of Transportation temporarily closed SR 520 between Montlake Boulevard and Interstate 405 as the 84th Avenue Northeast overpass was demolished on July 13th through the 16th. The work completed during this closure will make way for construction of one of the three new lids that will extend over SR 520, providing surface roadways, parks, and transit stops. According to Steve Strand, the assistant project engineer for the Eastside Transit Project, significant progress is being made.
We're halfway through, so bear with us. We're working with the Kirkland officials and Bellevue officials and scheduling these closures to minimize some of the impact that we typically would have if it were done during your weekday commute.
The weekend closure also allowed members of the public to go on guided tours of the construction project. Tour attendees got an up-close look at the progress that has been made so far and a glimpse at the future of the floating bridge and Eastside Transit and HOV project. Strand encourages the public to take advantage of the tours offered during the closures and says you don't have to be a commuter to enjoy the ride.
It gave them an opportunity to see what comes out of this, you know, these town hall meetings and the process that we go through to really engage with the community to try to make these fit in with their individual communities and what they like. And, the kids, and even some of the older guys, they like to see big Tonka toys out there breaking up stuff.
So what did you like about the tour?
The Jaws.
Yeah. What did the Jaws do? Tell me.
They crushed concrete. They looked like two humongous metal pinchers coming together.
SR 520 is scheduled to be closed August 10th through August 13th. During these closures, SR 520 remains open from I-5 to the Montlake Boulevard exit in Seattle and from the 108th Avenue Northeast eastbound on-ramp. For more information, go to the Washington State Department of Transportation's website, washdot.wa.gov. The City Public Works Department is asking Central Houghton residents and commuters to prepare for a scheduled two-week road closure, August 14th through the 24th, of 108th Avenue Northeast at the Northeast 53rd Street intersection. City crews will be replacing an 850-foot section of underground pipe. The sewer line will be replaced using a method called pipe bursting, in which a new plastic pipe will be inserted into the old and decaying cement pipe and be pulled through between manholes. This method allows road crews to avoid digging up all 850 feet of roadway to install new cement pipes. As part of the project, four undersized sewer manholes along the way will also be replaced. Although traffic will be allowed on Northeast 53rd Street, two lanes of traffic will be closed, creating slower than normal conditions. Planning is underway for the Highlands and Norkirk neighborhood picnic, slated for Saturday, August 25th at Crestwoods Park, beginning at noon. The family event will feature children's arts and crafts booths, an inflatable obstacle course, and a live jazz band. Sponsors of the event are providing food and drinks. However, picnic coordinators are asking for volunteers to help set up for the festivities, grill, and serve donated food, and clean up afterward. For more information or to volunteer, Contact Karen Story at KirklandHighlands@gmail.com. Batten down the hatches and break out your puffy shirts, Kirkland, as the Grays Harbor Historical Seaport's tall ships sail into Carillon Point August 28th through September 3rd. The Lady Washington and Hawaiian Chieftain will provide visitors with sailing opportunities and mock battles September 1st and 2nd. For more information, visit historicalseaport.org. On a final note, don't forget to license or renew your pet's license by going to kirklandwa.gov and typing pet license into the search bar. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you in 2 weeks.